The Dry Toilets Project in Ordos illustrates some of the challenges that the global sanitation crisis presents. As we've heard, 2.5 billion people don't have any access to decent sanitation. And there can be problems with water use and water pollution, even where there is good sanitation. Arno Rosmarin knows a thing or two about these challenges. As you heard in Mary Kay's report there, he was the point man on the Ordos project. He runs what's called the Ecological Sanitation Project at the Stockholm Environment Institute. Mr. Rosmarin, obviously the Ordos project didn't turn out to be the best example of the use of a dry toilet. So for you, was this a success or not?
Well, it was a pioneer project, and the cards were stacked maybe against us for a whole lot of reasons. But, you know, in the invention of the airplane, the mobile phone, even flush toilets 100 years ago, all of these things failed until people figured out how to do it. So while the Erdos is going on, there's 300 other projects, and many are successful. And I think it's about 5 million people that use alternative systems. Some of which are waterborne, but the main thing is that they're sustainable, and I think that's the main message here, is that there's many options of how to do this. Dry is the hardest one to do, and it's not going to disappear. It'll be coming back before you know it.
If this is considered a bit of a learning curve, then what are the lessons that you took away?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that sanitation is about human behavior, and it's something that humans have very much difficulty in talking about. We were addressing the need to flush and forget. It was really designed around that. And maybe that was a problem. You see, the crossroads of humanity is such that if we don't take care of our own products from digestion, it sooner or later will be our downfall, because it's an attitude shift. And so it's kind of a crossroads. It's a test in, do people really care or not about the things that they do and have, you know, their relationship with the environment. Very difficult thing. We thought China would be a good place to do it. I still think it is. There's probably about 2 million people using these toilets in villages in China. So putting them into cities is not very, very far away from the future. And just doing a little bit of technology improvements, you'll see that these toilets will come back rather quickly.
I wonder if really it would work better in a rural area where there might be low sanitation standards in the first place, so there's a greater receptivity to a dry toilet system such as this.
Yeah, I mean, to go from a really horrible pit latrine to a unit that has urine diversion or that is dry as well, that is odor-free, that's a luxury step. And I've seen people after we've installed these in villages that are not very rural, they have like two-story buildings. These are people that never had private toilets in their lives, and it completely changes their level of happiness. So that's one aspect. The other one is to go from open defecation, which is practiced by somewhere around 1 billion people. Those people would benefit very, very much by these.
All right. Arno Rosmarin, thank you very much. Arno Rosmarin, who's the Ecological Sanitation Project Director at the Stockholm Environment Institute. Very nice to have you on.
Thank you very much.